Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, Adele Park, the award-winning audiobook producer and author of Splat. A quirky cat audiobook. Adele, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, is your cat taking a toll on you today?
Well, let's see. Unfortunately, Adele, this is Paul. I can't have a cat in my building because I'm in a no pet building. However, I grew up with cats from the time I was a kid.
And I did too.
Yes,
on the farm.
Brad had cats on the farm, so we love
with
cats.
With dogs.
We love cats.
What? Well, tell me, did you ever spoil the cats that you had?
Did you spoil the cats?
I'll tell you what. We used to milk cows, have a lot of milk, and boy, I want to tell you, we fed them milk. They loved it.
The cats loved it. Huh?
And they used to come right up. They knew when it was time.
I'll bet. You know, a lot of Americans say that they love to spoil their cats because they think their cats are like family members. Only I would argue that your cats are actually nicer than your family members because they don't argue with you about politics and religion, and they don't charge you tolls.
And they don't pay tolls. And you know what about a cat that's interesting? Even more than... You know, dogs maybe, but, and Brad, I don't know whether you'll agree with this. You know, a cat, they're a little quirky, and they have a little bit of an attitude, but they do give you unconditional love.
No question
they
about
do.
It.
And when
no
they do.
No question
know,
about
when
it.
When they come up to you and start purring and start rubbing up against you,
yep.
It can really take a bad day and make it better.
Not only that, but they don't talk back or leave the toilet seat up.
Yes. Look at that.
So listen. What now? Have you Adele Park? Have you been a cat lover all your life?
I have, but I went 20 years without a cat until just this Christmas when my husband finally conceded to letting me get a kitten. I got a Siberian kitten named Allison, who is just the love of my life next to my husband.
So your husband let you have a cat.
Only after his children begged him to let me get it.
So you had it. You were a cat person before you got married. Is that it?
That's right. In fact, I wrote Splat, a quirky cat audiobook, without even having a cat. But somehow, I was able to climb into the mind of this very snarky cat named Skitters, who narrates Splat and gets up in the listener's grill with his claws extended and pretty much stays there until the end of the audiobook.
So this is a character that you came up
wow.
with now. This character cat, was this modeled after previous cats that you had?
I think all of us have run across a cat like Skitter sometime in our life. Now, in the opening salvos of Splat, he manages to insult cat owners, dog owners, and people who don't have any pets. There are cats out there in the world that are exactly like Skitters.
So, if you had to tell us who Skitters is like, is Skitters like your cranky mother-in-law or a father-in-law or a weird uncle or that wacko neighbor? What would Skitters the cat be like?
Skitters the cat would be like the person that's charging you a toll and really irritating the people in Connecticut.
Oh. Hey, that's a great one. We got to send that over where they're having the meeting.
Yeah, we'll send that over to the state capitol this morning. Wow. Now, is Skitters male or female, can I ask?
Skitters is a male kitty,
and
my story takes place in a polygamous community, and Skitters finds out that the girlfriend he has, Harriet, is actually a polygamist.
Wait a minute.
What?
So wait a minute now. So Skitters' girlfriend is getting it on with other cats?
That's right, because it takes place in Utah, and you know, here in Utah, we like to do things in multiples.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a story about a polygamous cat.
Oh, my God.
Outstanding. Wow.
Well, you know the old phrase, one cat leads to another? Well, this is really meted out in this particular
I don't believe it.
Wow. Boy, where do we go from there?
A polygamous cat.
Wow, huh?
Whoa.
Jeez.
Boy, does he talk?
Yeah. Wow. That's wow. What, do we delve into any of the other partners here that's going on, if I can ask?
Well, what happens is that Skitters is sort of put off by this discovery that his cat is a polygamist because he thinks, hey, I'm just not enough cat for her.
Yeah. Oh, so he's got some inadequacies is what you're saying.
He does. He feels a little threatened by this.
Is
Harriet wants to bring another kitty into the relationship.
So,
really?
Is this like a performance issue here? What are we going at here? Do we need some cat Viagra here? What's the deal?
You might. Spot a Quirky Cat audiobook is actually narrated by a full cast of characters, Skitters being one of them. In fact, Skitters does the wraparound narration, so he comes on between each chapter and talks about all of his crazy things and then sets up the action for the other characters. Now, the plot itself involves his twitchy teen handlers who also get tangled up in a polygamous cult in Utah.
Really?
So,
polygamists, my God.
So, essentially, every one of these cats in the book is essentially sleeping around, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of mirrors what cats do in real life. My cat sleeps around, too, but mostly around the house.
Okay, I see. Now, if we wanted to get this audiobook, which sounds like, you know, I might want to have a cigarette after I'm done with it, cigarette in a cold shower, where can we get this?
Splat, a Quirky Cat audiobook is available on Amazon and Audible.com.
Okay.
And my website is www.quirkyaudiobooks.com.
Right.
And let me tell you, these are quirky.
All right, quirky audiobooks. Now, you've convinced me because I am an Audible subscriber, so I'll have to put this down on my wish list. So go to quirkyaudiobooks.com, Amazon.com, or Audible, which is owned by Amazon. Adele Park is the author of this book about a cat who apparently gets around, or at least his girlfriend does, Splat, a Quirky Cat audiobook. Well, Adele, I'm guessing this is entertaining. It's probably not for young kids, is what I'm guessing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, this is for adults.
Oh.
For adults.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, then, on that note, Adele Park, we wish you well and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a perfect day.
Thanks, Adele. We appreciate it.
There she is.
So there you go. So,
boy, you got the whole ball of wax.
So the cat's girlfriend.
The girlfriend now.
Sleeps around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Polygamy. You know, they're in Utah.
Yeah.
You know, they have those multiple
husbands
and wives. And
yep, they do.
In case they get bored with each
Six
other.
Six or seven. Six or seven.
They can switch
off. Tell them
off.
To get out or come in. Yep. It's a wonderful society.
They can switch off. Okay, then. So, folks, listen. If you're listening, you probably shouldn't buy this for your grandkids.
No, absolutely not.
All right. It's coming up on 8:30. News is next, and we will continue.
Oh, and I've got, let me tell you something.
What do we got coming up here?
Jim Moriarty.
Yeah.
And the 48th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade,
yes.
And I can't wait to talk about
it. No cat sex, but we'll talk about the parade.
That's right.